Southern Elementary fifth grader Journey Ruff enjoys art and the Math 24 club she joined this year. She's also attended a STEAM camp every summer since kindergarten and says it's helped her come out of her shell.
I'm kind of shy. I'm not really the person who will walk up to someone like some people. They'll be like, hey, how are you?
Her mother, Alice, isn't sure where she'd send her daughter this summer if the free 6 to 8 week program disappears.
You know, families are really trying to make ends meet, and, you know, camps are extremely expensive, so it just reflects the value of what this district has to offer the community.
The Colonial Board says it won't settle on program cuts until after the June 6th referendum, but had to decide which positions could be lost. Notices go out Friday to 133 people who would lose their jobs. The district also expects to trim over 40 positions through resignations and retirements. Colonial School Board President Ted Laws.
It's a difficult position that we're all in right now. We have to plan for the worst case. We've got to pass a referendum because it's all about the kids. If we can't provide the services to the kids, it's going to hurt us as a community as a whole.
The second referendum goes before voters June 6th. Megan Pauly, Delaware Public Media.